Fiji's military government says anonymous pro-democracy bloggers are a threat to national security. There have been attempts to limit access to internet cafes as the armed forces extend their authority. News organizations have been ordered to publish only positive stories about the administration. While the mainstream media faces reporting restrictions, online forums have sought to provide alternative information and comment about Fiji's political situation. Peter Wanga-Vonovono from the Young People's Concerned Network, a group that promotes democracy in Fiji, says the internet plays a vital role.
It's unfortunate that I have to say this, and that is blogs have actually become one of the main mediums of getting information out there, whether it's credible or whether it's not. It's just the fact that right now people are just desperate for information. So obviously the blog, the internet, has become a very, very, very much sought-after mode of information.
It's estimated that less than 10% of Fijians use the internet, and most rely instead on the radio for news. After announcing measures to censor the media, Armed Forces Chief Commodore Frank Bainimarama said that free speech causes trouble. His troops seized power in a bloodless coup in 2006. Fiji's Court of Appeal ruled the takeover was illegal earlier this month. The country's president responded by tearing up the constitution and firing the judiciary before reinstating the military government and giving it even greater authority. The military says it will return the country to democracy only when a dishonest political system has been reformed. Commodore Bainimarama accuses the last elected government of being corrupt and of pursuing racist policies against Fiji's ethnic Indian minority. The military strongman and indigenous Fijian has indicated that elections could be more than 5 years away. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.